The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good morning, I'm Hot Wings with the hot take.
Oh, hot.
Frosting is the worst part of a cake. That's all.
No, that's backwards.
It's not, because frosting should be good, but people always overdo it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, too much frosting's a problem.
And so every time you have cake, how often do you go, I'm just going to eat up to the frosting and eat like part of it? And you go,
Never. That's
too much.
Never.
Too much frosting. It ruins a cake. There's a balance that has to happen. And it's got to be more cake than frosting, not the other way around.
Those like vintage heart cakes have been trending. Where you look at it and it looks like an old-timey, big, beautiful cake. And it's got all the piping and everything on it. But I've fallen into those being all over my TikTok, like videos of people making them. The amount of frosting that they use to make those is horrific.
Those are too much.
It's so much.
Yeah, if it hurts your teeth, it's too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But frosting's not the worst part of cake. Too much frosting might be.
Doesn't hurt my teeth.
Do you eat, like, would you order cake with no frosting? Would you make one with no frosting?
I love that.
Because if it's the worst part of cake, why wouldn't you just eat sponge cake like an idiot?
I love that.
I would never make a cake. I don't bake, so I don't have to worry about it.
You can still imagine the question. You answer dumb questions all the time.
Possibly. Those
don't act like you can't figure out what cake without frosting looks like without making one.
I can tell you this. If I was going to make anything, I'd probably be more likely to make brownies than a cake.
Still not the question.
So,
would you make a cake without frosting because you don't like frosting?
I'd make toast.
God, what is wrong with you? Kelly, get up and shake him.
Honestly, Hot Wings, don't let him yell at you. My mom used to make two cakes when she'd make a cake because my mom loved me. So she did make cakes. And she would do one with like the lightest dark chocolate frosting because some of us liked frosting, but not a lot. And then she'd do one with no frosting because we bitched so much about frosting as kids that she was like, I'm just going to make a plain one and then I'm going to put the most dainty amount of frosting on the other one.
Your mom's nice. I'd have made a pan without cake in it is what I would have made. You want to bitch about what I'm making for you? Here's your cake. Enjoy it. Eat it in one serving. Don't care. It's air.
Yeah, I personally think frosting's garbage. I hate frosting. Give me a plain cupcake.
And what's really bad is if somebody tries to pass off fondant as frosting.
Oh,
so wait, you'd choose a muffin over a cupcake?
All day long.
Hmm.
I mean, honestly.
A plain muffin?
What is a plain muffin?
A cupcake without frosting.
Just a cupcake?
Wouldn't that be a plain cupcake?
Yeah. I feel like I'm in the Matrix right now. I don't know what to choose. Red pill.
Trying to trick you.
Yeah.